My granny was a frightful bore, but she isn't any more. Granny learnt to dance at 82, a really odd type thing to do. And when she'd learnt both tap and ballet, she changed her name from Maud to Sally. She took to eating lunch and tea while sitting in her favourite tree. She tried to fly one late June day, no, not in the conventional way, but from the window with umbrella, even though we tried to tell her, "Do not do it, Granny dear." She simply said she could not hear. She said, "Till now I've done things right. I've never stayed up all the night, or learnt a great magician's trick, or eaten cake till I am sick, or gone into a lion's cage, or acted Hamlet on the stage. A million things I've never done, and so, when I was 81, I thought I'd better have some fun. I was too busy, don't you see, to ever really just be me." She's now become a football freak, plays in her team most every week. She's learning how to drive a train and studying French to test her brain. She hasn't time to sit and knit. She's mining next week in a pit. She never sits and stares in space. Her house is known as the In Place. She's bought herself some old blue jeans and frankly lives beyond her means. You never hear her grump or grouse. She's just acquired a white pet mouse. She wants to be a great explorer when she conducts. Her fans adore her. She cannot understand the fuss because she's bought her own red bus. She starts each day with chocolate creams and has the most exotic dreams. We said, "Don't rush." But she just laughed and overdrew her overdraft. Her tax demands she threw away. She'd never liked them anyway. Some people thought that she'd gone mad. Relations said, "It's very sad. She used to be so quiet and sane. Her way of life was very plain. She cleaned the house and made the tea and had arthritis in her knee. She was quite usual, you see." She's not any more. Of that, I'm sure. She's singing on the telly soon. She's bought a ticket to the moon. She's written a dramatic play. It's quite outrageous, so they say. I asked her why she'd done all this. She said that I should know, that grandmas just aren't all they seem, that though they're old and slow, exciting thoughts are going on. It's just that they don't show. She's learnt to cook à la française. She gambles at roulette. It seems she's changed in every way, but she says not to fret. She's never liked the counting game they make old people play. Adding years is just insane. Why count your life away? If being old becomes a chore, don't dwell upon it any more. The young in heart have lots in store. My granny was a frightful bore, but she isn't. No, she isn't. No, she definitely isn't any more. Sometimes, though, I wish she was the way she was before.